Harper Audio presents Season of the Dragonflies by Sarah Creech, performed by Kate Turnbull. I do not wish women to have power over men, but over themselves. Mary Wollstonecraft. A woman who doesn't wear perfume has no future. Coco Chanel. The beginning of Lenore Incorporated. Serena's story. The heavy wooden doors to the office opened, and there stood the shortest man Serena Lenore could have imagined. "Come along," her father said, one hand on Mr. Chase's shoulder. "It's time for dinner." Mr. Chase smiled at Serena. His thin lips spread so wide they nearly disappeared. The sight of him made her thighs lock together. Those lips, and only those lips, would eventually find their way beneath all these layers of petticoat. His head was so long, like a horse's, and his eyes too small, like a doll's. How could her father do this to her? Did he have no feelings at all? Did he not remember what it meant to be in love? Mr. Chase was a banking heir. His family owned stock in rail, steel, and now oil, and even grocery chains. They invested in small men with big dreams and made fortunes. Anyone who wanted to develop real estate in the city needed the Chase family. And her father needed Serena to sacrifice herself for his business expansion. "For your future and fortune, my darling," her father had reasoned. But what about love? And to this, her father had no answer. Could she say no? Serena dreamed about saying no. Every night, the same settee and the same tumbler of scotch in her father's hand appeared. But when she told him, he dissolved on the spot, her only living parent lost to her forever. The same dream every single night, just like the same dull days and the dull marriage she'd succumb to soon enough. Undoubtedly, Mr. Chase would work as hard as her father and be home just as little, and this brought Serena her only comfort. Her bitterness bubbled like percolating coffee as she walked behind the two men down the mahogany hallway, which was as narrow as a coffin. She smelled vegetable broth boiling in the kitchen. She sat down at the dining room table set for 16, thankfully many seats away from her father and Mr. Chase. Serena recognized only a few faces at the table, like the decrepit Mrs. Bartz, whose breath smelled like rotten meat. Serena's trust manager, Mr. Hart, arrived without a date, as usual, and he was seated next to Mrs. Bartz. At least it wouldn't be Serena's charge to conduct close conversation with the old woman tonight. Otherwise, Serena's father had invited potential business partners to witness this momentous day in her life. She hardly knew any of them, though Mr. Chase seemed familiar with all of them. He shook their hands, and they patted his shoulders one by one before taking their seats. Mr. Chase's mother was the only other woman in attendance. A young man sat directly across from Serena, a man she hadn't seen before at her father's table. He'd slicked his dark blonde hair into place with pomade, like waves in the ocean, and his eyes were so blue she had to look away for fear of being indecent. But he didn't look away from her. Indeed, he stared. His lips were not too thin, his skin not prematurely wrinkled. Her father stood with a champagne flute in hand, none for Serena, of course, and said, "Tonight's very special. My daughter, Serena, is now engaged to Mr. Chase. Such a delightful match. I couldn't have asked for a better son-in-law." Everyone turned and smiled at Serena and raised their glasses. The man sitting across from her looked at Mr. Chase and back to Serena. He mimed a small gag, and for a moment Serena really thought he was choking. Until he smiled, and his leather shoe rubbed against her ankle. She immediately sat up straight. The man leaned over and spoke to the mayor as if nothing had happened at all, but no one spoke to Serena, and she stirred her vegetable soup until it went cold. Occasionally, she glanced to the end of the table where Mr. Chase and her father leaned close together and gaily conversed, like lovers. "You must do it for the family," her father had told her again and again, to counter her very reasonable objections.
"I don't..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?